The sun is rising over the mountains. Alongside the road, farmers are getting out and going to their fields. And traffic is bumper to bumper with some goats. But there's no stopping here. This is IED country. Maybe flipping on the radio will help the ride go faster.
And a good morning to all you Hogslayer fans out there. You are dialed back into the Wild 99.5. It's the Hogslayer Radio. And it's back better than ever, so don't touch that dial, because coming up later, we're going to show the world the top 10 reasons why we love being Hogslayers so much.
It's the U.S. Army's favorite radio show in Peshawar, Afghanistan. It's not on any radio station, and you can only hear it if you're out clearing IEDs with the 1433rd Engineer Company. That's because Hogslayer Radio doesn't broadcast from any station, but from the top of an armored vehicle's gunner hatch. The gunner slash DJ, Specialist John Matt, says the idea just popped into his head one day.
It was kind of like an improv thing one morning, you know, just to break up the radio silence. I did a bit, you know, with the weather and the sky, you know. Told everybody, you know, weather forecast estimates, you know, gray water skies with bad smells and, you know, whatever chance of terrorists. And, you know, it kind of hit people. They didn't know what to think. And then they started asking for more, and it's just constantly developed from there, and it's always changing.
It changes from keeping them entertained to passing along info.
Hey, something wrong with the route. Take a picture. If you see a local national picking his nose, take a picture. It doesn't matter, but the talk wants to know what is going on out here.
Keeping soldiers informed while entertaining them, Specialist John Matt might have just done something new in the U.S. Army's history. Signing off from the roads of Peshawar, Afghanistan, I'm Marine Corporal Ivan Vasquez.